Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Support for Opus is brought to you by Gregory Giles, an investment advisor representative with Legacy Financial, LLC in Sioux City. Legacy has been serving the financial planning and investment needs of clients since 2004. More information about Legacy Financial and Greg Giles is available at 712-587-8070. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Financial planning and advisory services offered through RDA Financial Network. Today we're going to be focusing on the Dvorak Cello Concerto and a new recording in the Siouxland Public Media CD library featuring Zuel Bailey and the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Of course, Zuel has performed twice with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. And just a few words about the cello concerto in E minor in program notes provided on this CD. We know that Dvorak was just 24 years old, and he made an early attempt at composing a cello concerto quickly. He became disillusioned with the cello's capabilities as a solo instrument and before orchestrating the work, set it aside, claiming, and I quote, "The cello is a beautiful instrument, but its place is in the orchestra and in chamber music. As a solo instrument, it isn't much good," end quote. He changed his mind years later in 1894 when he encountered Victor Herbert's second cello concerto. The beauty of the writing, especially in the upper register, convinced him that the cello was indeed capable of great beauty, and he set to work on a new concerto. Those notes provided by Marianne Williams, Tobias, and David Glover. And just a few words about Zuel Bailey. Known as a consummate concerto soloist, Mr. Bailey has been featured with the symphony orchestras of Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Dallas, Louisville, Honolulu, Milwaukee, Nashville, Toronto, Minnesota, Utah, Israel, and the Bruckner Orchestra in Linz, Austria. He has collaborated with such conductors as Itzhak Perlman, Alan Gilbert, Andrew Litton, James DePriest, and Stanislaus Grovichevsky, and has been featured with musical luminaries Leon Fleischer, Jamie Laredo, the Juilliard String Quartet, Lynn Harrell, and Janos Starker. Mr. Bailey has appeared at the Kennedy Center, the United Nations, Alice Tully Hall, the 92nd Street Y, and Carnegie Hall, where he has made his debut performing the U.S. premiere of Miklos Theodorakis' Rhapsody for Cello and Orchestra. In addition, he has made his New York recital debut in a sold-out performance at the complete Beethoven cello sonatas at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. This recording on the Telarc label will feature now the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Jean Merkel is the conductor, and we hear cellist Zuel Bailey for the Dvorak Cello Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
live performance featuring Zuel Bailey playing cello in the Antonín Dvořák Concerto for Cello and Orchestra in B minor, Opus 104, also featuring Jean Merkel leading the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra in that Telloc recording. And with our time remaining, we're going to hear another selection from the same CD, and that is the tone poem In Nature's Realm of Antonín Dvořák.
Thank you.
June Meckel leading the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra for the tone poem In Nature's Realm of Antonin Dvorak. That concludes our opus offering for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gretchen Gondek. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.